Hello, ma'am. My name is Joe. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're doing a quick survey on Maryland politics. Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Yes.
Would you be so kind as to share some of your time and some of your opinions with us in a quick survey?
Quickly.
Thank you, ma'am. This should only take 5, maybe 7 minutes. I'll go ahead and get it started for you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
Okay, and would that be somewhat disapproved or strongly disapproved?
Strongly disapproved.
Okay, ma'am. Now, do you approve the job Wes Moore is doing as governor?
I'm not really sure about that.
That's a valid answer. Do you approve of the job that Donald Trump did as president?
Who? Donald Trump? Yes.
Yes. In his time. Uh-huh. Do you approve what he did in his time as president?
Yes. Yes.
Do you somewhat or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
She's terrible.
Do you strongly or somewhat disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
Thank you, ma'am. Overall, would you say things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction?
Wrong.
Okay. Now, if the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were John Biden, the Democrat, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
Trump.
Okay. For whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Trump.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling immigration to our southern border?
I strongly disapprove.
Okay. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling the economy?
I strongly disapprove.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policy?
I strongly disapprove.
Okay. Now, due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every country in the state. Would you support or oppose an increase in Maryland's sales tax from 6% to 7%? To fund transportation projects?
No.
Would you say somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
I strongly oppose. Our tax is high enough.
I understand. Now, which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? Maintaining and approving the roads and bridges in Maryland? Maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MARC train?
I would say the roads.
The roads and bridges in Maryland, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now, currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
Yes.
Okay. Would you say somewhat agree to that or strongly agree to that?
I would strongly agree to that.
Okay. Would you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anybody convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in a death?
I would strongly agree that they should go to jail.
Okay. Do you think that you and your family pay too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount in taxes?
Too much.
Okay. Now, pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
I strongly support pregnancy services that save the life of the child.
Thank you, ma'am. Your answer has been recorded. Now, under a new law, a juvenile 12 years old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
Oh, gosh. I don't know what to say about that. Because they're so young.
Yeah, 12 years old. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you think that at this point, you know, just kind of thinking about it, you know, they're kind of thinking about, you know, 12-year-olds having them arrested, you know, for doing something like that. Do you think at this point?
I know there's some that are really damaged youth, and I would hate to think that they would do it again.
Correct.
So I guess they would have to incarcerate them or arrest them or whatever.
Correct.
Until they're rehabilitated.
Currently, at this point right now, if they're 12 years old or younger, you know, they can't be arrested.
Okay.
But that's they're trying to change that, right? So if they can be arrested, do you oppose or favor that?
I would probably oppose that. I would want to rehabilitate them at that young age.
Okay, so at this point, would you say that you somewhat oppose that, or do you strongly oppose them being prosecuted?
I somewhat oppose it.
Thank you, ma'am. At this point, we're already 50% through the survey. We thank you so very much for your time. The next question is this one. Do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayer dollars to pay for free health care for people who enter this country illegally?
I oppose that strongly.
Okay. Now, how frequently do you play the Maryland lottery?
Never.
Okay. How much of a problem do you think credit card debt is in Marylanders?
I think it's a significant problem.
Okay. So the options are a problem or a big problem?
A big problem. I think people can't afford things, and so they're just charging it.
Okay.
So I think that's the problem, because that's the only way they can exist.
I understand. Your answer has been recorded. The next question is, as a way to increase state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages 25 to 45 years old to play?
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
Okay. Would you somewhat oppose that or strongly oppose it?
I'd somewhat oppose it. They're adults, so they can do what they want, but they could get in trouble doing that.
Okay. Now, next question would be, should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery and gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank accounts access in order to play online lottery games? Yes or no?
I oppose that.
Okay, let me see. So Maryland government be allowed to develop it. So you oppose it? That would be a no, right?
That would be
a no. Okay. Next question would be, do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike?
I don't think they should strike, no. I oppose that.
Would you somewhat or strongly oppose it?
Strongly oppose it.
Okay. Now, do you think a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of medical aid in dying to get prescription medication they may take to pass peacefully in their sleep? Yes or no?
I oppose that. No.
Okay. If you had an incurable terminal illness, still had a sound mind, had less than 6 months to live, and you met the legal requirements, would you want the option of medical aid in dying? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Which of the following... Yeah, that's
up to God.
Interesting question, right?
Yeah.
It's research that we're conducting. Thank you for your answers, man. We're already 70% through. The next one is this one. Which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal in all cases. Abortion should be legal in most cases. Abortion should be illegal in most cases. abortion should be illegal in all cases.
Illegal in most cases.
Okay. Now, hold on, let me go back to this one. Illegal in most cases, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, a disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Now, Maryland tipped workers currently earn $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages in tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that would raise the minimum wage for tipped workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top?
I think that'll put a lot of people out of business, businesses out of business. So I wouldn't be in favor of that.
Okay. So would you say that you somewhat oppose that or strongly oppose it?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay. Next question is, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. In which of the following age groups do you fall? Between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 and older?
65 and older.
Okay. With which party are you registered to vote? Are you Democrat,
Republican,
or independent?
Republican.
Okay. And what is your race? White or African American or other?
White.
White. Okay. And what is your religion affiliation? Are you Protestant, Catholic, Jew, another faith, or non-religious?
Protestant.
Okay. Gender, I can tell by your voice that you're female, so I'll go ahead and click on that one. And
you
okay,
got that right.
But, ma'am, we thank you so very much for your time. That concludes the survey. We hope
okay.
that you have a great evening, okay?
Thank you
for helping
your
family.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.